Okay, welcome everyone to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting of November 1st, 2021 at 7:12 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 25th, 2021, and was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall.
Amen.
Notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press.
Amen.
Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Sort of here.
It's absent
for now.
But now. Steve Mocker? Mr. Steve Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay, I'd like to, I have a request. I'd like to keep this meeting as short as possible. As you all know, tomorrow's election day. So there's a lot going on, and our staff, most of them have to wake up about 4 in the morning. So if there's any item, resolution, ordinance, anything at all that is leading into a long discussion, a protracted discussion, then I would respectfully request that you table it until the next meeting, because we really need to try to get out of here as early as possible with respect to our staff and everything that's going to be happening tomorrow. So hopefully we won't have to shorten it too much, but as I said, if there's anything that goes on too long, then please let's table it till the next meeting. So I'm going to open the floor for public comment on agenda items only at 7:14 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who has anything they'd like to say? Okay, I'm going to close the public agenda at 7:14. I just want to interrupt myself. Greg Cannon was not able to be with us, at least in this first part of the meeting. So someone from his office is joining us, but is that you, Sam, before?
That's me.
Oh, okay, because I kept trying to talk to you. I guess you were muted and I wasn't getting any response. Okay. This is Sam. What is your last name?
Last name is Han, H-A-N.
H-A-N. Oh, Sam. Oh, you're the Han. I'm so Han. Okay, Sam Han is our attorney tonight, or at least for part of the night. So welcome to the Roosevelt Council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I will go to approval of minutes. We don't have minutes this week. In all likelihood, they'll be at our...
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm going to try to not talk too loud because now Kathleen's talking to Connie. But anyway, the minutes are delayed this week, so we'll probably have them at the next meeting. I'm going to come to correspondence. First item is we have a letter received from Roberts Engineering dated October 26, 2021, regarding improvements to Pine Drive revised estimate costs. We have a letter from the New Jersey DEP dated October 21st, 2021 regarding compliance evaluation and assistance inspection of the Roosevelt Borough Water Treatment Plant.
The meeting ID number, which is 325-186-5085.
Then we have a letter from the New Jersey Department of Transportation dated October 21st, 2021 awarding Roosevelt Borough fiscal year 2022 municipal aid program for the improvements to Mara Drive between Pine Drive and South Rochdale Avenue project in the amount of $173,000. Let's try that again. $173,700, which is a nice boon for us. And lastly, we have a letter received from Roberts Engineering dated October 28, 2021 regarding improvements to Pine Drive, requesting a 6-month extension.
Okay.
So was everyone able to hear me? Because I know Kathleen was talking to Connie at the same time.
Question. Why the extension?
You know what, Lou, we're going to get to that, I guess, when we get to either the public works report or utility report or finance.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so come to ordinances. We have the second reading of ordinance 2021-08, an ordinance amending Chapter 5, Animal Control, Article 1, Dogs, subsection 5-2.6, license fees. And so I think you all know that we have increased the licensing fee for a dog license to come into.
Move ordinance 2021-08.
I'll second that.
Okay, but we do have to open it up for a public hearing.
Okay, so I'm going to open it up for public hearing at 7:18 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who has anything they would like to say about this ordinance regarding increased fees for dog licensing?
My dogs didn't like it.
Okay, being none.
I think Connie's coming through.
And there she is. Good. Okay.
So you're none tonight.
Right, so I'm going to close public portion at 7:18 p.m.
Okay, if we want to just wait. Connie, are you on?
I am. I just got on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Connie.
Let the record reflect. Councilwoman Hurstrom joined at 7:18 p.m. Join the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got that reflected.
Okay. So, roll call. We have a sec. We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Yeah, you want to just let Connie aware where we're at?
Connie, we just had a motion and a second for ordinance 2021-08, which is increasing the dog licensing fee.
Which is, I'm sorry, under resolutions or ordinance?
Yeah. No, it's the first ordinance under reading ordinance 2021.
On the dog? Okay, 08. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And I'm not sure if you, at 6:30 this evening, approximately 6:30, the entire agenda was revised. So if anything seems out of place to anyone, you may not have had a chance to look at the revisions.
I have seen the revisions.
Good. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
This is a motion to adopt.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Ethicor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hurstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Ordinance 2021-08 passes. We come to second reading of ordinance 2021-09, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 7, Administrative Fees, creating a new subsection 2-59, Borough Hall Rental.
Move to 2021-09.
Open it to the public, Lou. So we're going to open the public portion at 7:20 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about ordinance 2021-09 concerning creating new fees for Borough Hall rental?
Move the question.
Being none, I will close public portion at 7:21 p.m. Now, do I have a motion to adopt?
You move. Yes.
Second?
I second it.
Okay. Discussion.
On a question?
Yeah, discussion. Quick. Sure.
I see it's already signed by Kathleen and yourself, Peggy. Is that normal?
You see a what?
I see your signatures on this. Is that normal that before we adopt it, it's signed?
That's the introduction one.
Okay.
See, it says public hearing up on top, 11-1-21, but this was the introduced copy that got signed. That has to get signed, and now we have to sign an adopted one.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Move the question.
You really took me at my word for moving this along quickly. Okay, do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Yes, Mr. Atwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Abstain.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Abstain.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2021-09 is adopted. We come to ordinance 2021-10, refunding, this is long, refunding bond ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, providing for the refunding of all or a portion of the borough's general improvement refunding bonds, Series 2011, appropriating an amount not exceeding $1,135,000, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of not to exceed $1,135,000 general improvement refunding bonds of the Borough of Roosevelt for financing the cost thereof. I have a little paragraph that I'm going to read that George Lang wrote, sent us. The 1992 Farmers Home Loan, which I think most of you know, was initially taken out for improvements to our water sewer system. The 1992 Farmers Home Loan was refunded in 2011 through the Monmouth County Improvement Authority. We are now refunding those 2011 refunding bonds for additional savings. Bonds are usually refunded if they can save at least 4%. This one is over 15%. I recommend the council go forward with this refunding bond. So,
Mayor, I just want to add that, and I think I covered it during the last meeting under finance, that this is financing that debt or refinancing at a 0.34% interest, 1/3, 1%.
Amazing.
We're saving a lot of money.
Lucky, yeah. So I'm going to open the public hearing.
This isn't the first reading.
Oh, it's first reading. I'm sorry. Right. So the public hearing will be held on November 15th, our next meeting, 2021 at 7 p.m. in the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
So we need a motion to adopt first reading.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yeah, let's just refinance everything at that rate if we could, including home mortgages and
everything. Credit card bills.
Credit card bills, yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 2021-10 passes on first reading. Come to resolutions. We have resolution 21-113, payment of bills.
I move to pay the bills.
Don't pay.
Thank you.
Second?
Yes.
Who's causing my second? Discussion?
Lou seconded?
Yeah,
yes, I did.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right, resolution 21-114, resolution approving the change order number 2 and final payment request for road replacement and water main replacement project on Homestead Lane, Elm Court, and Cedar Court. Do I have a motion?
Yes. I'll make the motion.
Go ahead.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt. Second?
Yes.
Discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, resolution dash. Resolution, I'm sorry, 21-114 is adopted. Resolution 21-115, Resolution appointing a crossing guard. That crossing guard is Adrian Cheshire. So I have a motion.
Yes.
To adopt.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Resolution 21-120 is adopted. Resolution 21-116, resolution appointing a substitute crossing guard. And that substitute is Teresa Sex. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
To adopt. Sorry.
To adopt, yes.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Sostrom? Discussion? Okay. Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
All right, Resolution 21-116 is adopted. Resolution 21-117, resolution authorizing an agreement with the Monmouth County Board of County Commissioners to provide special citizen area transportation services, otherwise known as SCAP. Do I have a motion to adopt?
You do.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Second. Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Trebek?
Yes.
21-117 is adopted. Resolution 21-118, 2022 Software Support and License Agreement with Edmunds GovTech Incorporated.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Resolution 21-118 is adopted. Resolution 21-119, a resolution authorizing execution of cloud hosting agreement with Edmunds and Associates Incorporated.
Move it.
Adopt?
So moved.
Second?
Joe, second.
Discussion?
Well, yeah.
This is a new thing that we're going to be doing, and I think it's great because then people will be able to access Edmunds from home. And a lot of our people are working from home now, including our CFO. And it just allows you easier access. It prevents cyber attacks, or at least it deters them.
Much more secure.
It's much more secure. And I think we were able to arrange for a discount because we have fewer users than a lot of places do.
Here we were.
They discounted it a few hundred dollars per year.
Our CFO is already using this program.
Yeah. Yeah, and he recommended it, as did our IT people too.
Yeah.
The discount is only for a limited time though, or is that continuing?
I don't know. It wasn't clear. It looks like at least for the initial
3 years.
3 years?
That's good.
That's what, the CFO reached out to them, and they came back saying that was $2,800 for the first three years.
Okay, great.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
All right, 21-119 is adopted. Resolution 21-120. A resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt amending Resolution 21-108, awarding a contract for improvements to Farm Lane and School Lane to correct a minor mathematical error, therein not affecting the bid outcome. Do I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second?
Yes. Yes.
I got Mr. Atwood first. Discussion?
Yeah, I just think there was a math error. It was like $60 or something like that. Very minor.
Right.
It doesn't affect the awarding. So we're just correcting that error with this.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Before you yes. go, I have a question.
Yes?
If it's just a minor thing, why are we requesting a 6-month extension?
Well, they don't have anything to do with each other, Lou. We'll get to the other one in a moment.
Yeah, this is
but
separate.
Right now, this is a separate issue.
This is Farm Lane.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about Farm Lane. That's the one you're asking.
It doesn't have anything to do with the extension. This is just a mathematical error that's being corrected. The resolution 121, the one next on our agenda, is the one that has to do with the extension.
To Pine Drive.
To Pine Drive.
I'm sorry. I'll wait.
So roll call for resolution 21-120.
To adopt.
To adopt. Yeah.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Etzepoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Searchstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremack?
Yes.
Resolution 21-120 is adopted. And our final resolution for tonight is Resolution 21-121, a resolution authorizing the borough engineer to request a 6-month extension from the New Jersey Department of Transportation in connection with the grant received for road improvements to Pine Drive. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Second.
I'll second.
Why?
Okay, now discussion.
I'll be glad to go over why. The whys and wherefores.
I didn't hear about it.
First of all, the first item on our agenda was a letter from Roberts Engineering regarding this Pine Drive project and the costs involved, where because of supply chain problems that we're having all over now, COVID related and the economy kicking up and containers sitting offshore, she upped the estimate of the costs another $65,000. For the pipes, water and sewer mains.
Who upped them?
Our engineer.
Carmella, she got a revised cost estimate for this work. So I started thinking about it, and I called the CFO, George Lang, and I called Carmella and asked if it might be a good idea to seek a 6-month extension on the whole Pine Drive project, to see if the costs will go down if the supply chain problems abate. This way we could save $65,000. So that's why this is on there. And there's a resolution to ask Roberts Engineering to apply for a 6-month extension. And she said there's nothing involved with this project that we're in dire need of. And they both thought it was a good idea, our CFO and Roberts Engineering, to just try to hold off on it and see if the costs come down.
But it only comes from $30,000 to a $35,000 increase. That's a lot better than $65,000. So however much it comes down can only help us.
How did you find out about it? How did you find out about the
increase?
Yeah.
We have a letter from Robertson.
I checked my email, and there was a copy of a letter from Roberts Engineering dated 26,
all right.
recording the increase.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I hate to pay increases in anything.
I agree with you. I didn't know where it was. I missed that letter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Sent the letter on October 26th, so that was last Tuesday.
Okay. Mike, this is Connie. Is this pro forma? that it would be approved? There's no chance that we would lose anything?
There's a chance that they would deny the six-month extension, but we still have plenty of time left. If they deny it, we could still move ahead, and we have plenty of time to – I think we have until 2022.
Generally,
when we ask for an extension, we're granted it.
They don't have a problem with extensions.
The DOT is kind of tight with that. They have certain guidelines that they use for extensions, but because we discussed and we were adding water service and sewer to the original grant, they're pretty sure that that would be a valid reason. There are some reasons that aren't valid, and they usually like you to move ahead with the projects and use that money, you know.
But Carmel does know the guidelines, and so she's able to really effectively
make
extensions, and so they're generally granted. This one we have to award by November of 22. So
right,
we do have time.
Right.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Asikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Macher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right, 2021-121 is adopted. We come to reports of committee chairs. And again, I'd like to ask you if you could keep these succinct. Council Member Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing to report.
That's pretty short. Okay, Councilman Esikoff, Administrator.
I'm going to make it even shorter. Nothing.
I'm sorry, Lou, what?
I'm going to make it shorter. Nothing.
Oh. Thank you. Council Member Hamilton, Finance.
We've already discussed everything. End of report.
Council Member Hurstrom, Community Development Code Enforcement.
Nothing to report.
Council Member Macher, Public Works.
Nothing that can't wait.
Okay. And Council Member Trammell, Utilities.
Yes, I got a little bit. We're going to have a public meeting at the wastewater plant on 13th of November. Michael Lyons will be there. He's not going to charge us for that. Noon will be the time, and just want the public to know how the plant works and what the future of it might be. Okay.
Joe, did you say at noon?
12 o'clock noon on Saturday, November 13th at the wastewater plant.
Okay.
No. Did you say that was a public meeting? Is that advertised?
We haven't advertised it yet. I wanted to make sure that the council knew that Mike Lyons is not charging. So as of tomorrow, we'll proceed with advertising.
So anybody from the council could come once it's advertised. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a public meeting, and I don't know the legality of how many council.
It's advertised. There.
Say again.
If it's advertised, everyone can come.
Well, it's not going to be advertised as a borough council meeting, but it's going to be advertised for a public meeting for the residents to attend. You are residents of Roosevelt.
Yep.
You're not joining as a governing body, you're joining as residents. So that is allowed. And Sam could...
Okay. And Anna said she would make flyers for it as a public meeting. Okay.
Okay. And I just wanted to mention that we had quite a number of huge branches and chunks of trees come down with the storm. When was the storm now? There's so many, I mixed them up. Was it Friday night? Whatever.
Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, into Saturday. And so then there were huge branches all over town. And so luckily, our two public works men were not available, but one of our residents who has a landscaping business was able to fill in and went around town. It's dangerous to begin with, but particularly with Halloween being Sunday, and all the people walking in the streets and children and dogs. And I wanted to make sure that there were no branches that anyone could trip over. So we were lucky that
who was the resident that helped?
Hold on, Joe. So anyway, everything was picked up. So we didn't have a single complaint from any of the residents. Like every branch was picked up. There's Heriberto Ramirez. He has a landscaping business and he lives on Homestead Lane.
Who was that again?
Heriberto Ramirez. He lives on Homestead Lane. He has a lawn mowing service and a truck. So it was really very good of him to be able to, you know, chip in at the last minute and help us out.
Very nice. I have a couple across the street from my place here. There are some widow makers hanging from the trees. People should look up into the trees and see if there are broken branches hanging in the branches of the trees. They're referred to as widow makers because they fall out unexpectedly, and they should inform Borough Hall that they're there.
Anyone who notices that, experience whatever, is observant of that should call Anna at the Borough Hall and let her know. We'll take care. Okay. Mm-hmm. Reports of borough officials. Michael, do you have anything you'd like to report from environmental? Mike, you're muted,
Michael.
I'm muted. Now I'm unmuted. Okay. I would actually defer, Mike, do you have anything you want to report? You've been doing a good job reporting as a liaison.
I think I'll wait till the next meeting just to make this brief, if that's okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But the environmental mission has been very active and I think it's great, but I'll report the next time.
Yeah. We did get this grant of over $8,000 we're working on. Getting the paperwork done so that we have to get the bid processed and all, but we're getting this done. Right. Anna's working on this with the commission.
Okay. Under unfinished business, we have the tabled ordinance 2021-07, which has to do with administrative fees being increased. But I think we didn't really ever discuss it. I think we should probably table it again.
Motion to table.
Well, do you guys have an idea of what you would want to propose?
Who are you talking to?
Whoever wants to answer me.
Well, I thought we had something in mind. We had something, we decided on the fees, didn't we?
We did administrative. We did dog and borough hall.
Yeah, we had a discussion. That's what I recall about getting copies of documents and
right.
But I don't think we ever decided anything.
No.
So didn't. How about if I have a motion to table until till the meeting of the 15th?
Okay. Done.
I'll move it to the 15th.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, new business. We have branch pickup the week of November 8th. So, all the storms we've had, I'm sure people will be glad to see this occur. And the second item is a discussion to televise sewer mains for improvements to Pine Drive between North Rochdale and Tamara. So how about if we...
I think we should televise the sewer on Pine. And at the same time, since we will have the televisors, the jetters here, they should try to do the input to the sewer plant also. And that'll save us around $1,000 to have people back and forth. When they're here, it's a little cheaper.
I'm in favor of that. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So if you're good with that, let's do a motion.
Yeah, let's do it now.
I'll make the motion.
Motion to televise sewer mains for the improvements to Pine Drive and North Rochdale I'm sorry, Pine Drive between North Rochdale and Tamara. And would you say, Joe, the input to the...
input to the sewer plant.
So Lou made the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Bob Atwood. And roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just ask a question about that, too? Who do we use for televising the lines? Do you know, Joe?
I think Vortex are the people that did Homestead and School Lane, I believe. Back a couple of years ago, we used Route 22 a lot. So that's for jetting as well as televising. We did have West Windsor's people came and televised Homestead for free. You know, they do have the equipment. They know how to use it. I would like to see us make a deal with West Windsor since it is shared services. Maybe they could come and do the entire town one day if the price was right. Then we would have current disposition of all the sewer pipes.
Makes sense.
Right. Also, you know, for next meeting, I would think over on North Valley, we should jet the North Valley lawns there and televise the entire system on North Valley. That would make a lot of sense, and at least we would know what was going on there. You know, we'll know what pipes are there, what pipes are good, what pipes are bad. And we could take.
I think that's a very good idea.
Kathleen has something to say, though.
Joe, we don't have a shared service with West Windsor. We have a shared service with Hightstown.
Could we? Could we have one with West Windsor? I don't know.
That depends on the powers that be.
It depends on the mayor of West Windsor and council there.
I've met Brian, but I haven't met anybody else over there. He seems to be a nice enough person. So yeah,
he's had a process, Joe. And so we would have to begin the process to see if we could merge with have shared services with West Windsor.
The mayor and I met with the mayor there, and we ran some of these ideas by her, and we were looking for...
That was East Windsor. Joe's talking about West Windsor.
Richie Brand.
His people came and did Homestead for free.
Well, let's meet with them, and the more shared services agreements we can have, the better, you know?
The proclamation, I'm going to call it, that the governor put out very recently about shared services. You know what? I'll read it at the next meeting. It's a little bit lengthy, so I'll read it at the next meeting. But obviously, the governor is urging as much as possible shared services between the towns.
Okay.
I'll read it in 2 weeks.
It helps everybody. It helps each town. If they have excess capacity and guys sitting, or, you know, whatever, employees sitting around and a lot of equipment, they could get, you know, some of that equipment paid for by sharing services.
And that amortizes their, if we pay them a certain amount, it amortizes, it's found money for them.
It is. And also it's at cost, generally with shared services, it's at cost plus a small administrative fee. So it's usually less expensive.
It's a win-win for everyone when you have shared services, especially in all these small towns.
It's usually a win-win. So.
Okay, we are going to come to, I'm going to open the floor for public comment on any item at 7:51 p.m. Is there anyone from the public, Mr. Tickton?
Yes, I just noticed one thing. It says that they're Robert of Borough Officials. I assume you mean report. I don't think you're talking about the rules of order. Okay. Good. Just pointed that out in the final version of the minutes.
Okay.
Otherwise known as the Bob of borough officials.
Is that Earl?
Yeah, that's Earl. I'm sorry.
at 7:52
p.m. Could I add something? Where are we in the agenda now?
I just closed public comment.
Okay, can I add something for good and welfare? Yeah, and I know Mayor Malkin covered this, but tomorrow is election day, and the polls are open from 6 a.m. pretty early until, is it
8
p.m.?
And some of our borough employees, including Kathleen, will be up bright and early, or dark and early, I should say, and at the polls all day. But I'd just like to wish the candidates who are running for re-election, who are the incumbents, Steve and Bob, and also Connie, I'd like to wish them well tomorrow. I think we have a really good group, and I'd like to see us continue on and just remind people that Connie is running as a write-in at the very bottom right-hand corner of the ballot. And if anybody wants to vote for Connie, they just have to put in Constance Herstrom, which is how she is on the voter registration list. And hopefully...
And I believe I believe her name has to be written accurately.
Correctly.
It should be. Yeah.
So if you want us...
I'll put it on for the record. It's CONSTANCEHER... Herstrom. Herstrom. Okay.
And where do we find out about who might be interested in the school board? I see there's nobody on the there's three write-ins on it on the ballot.
Joe, I think if you privately called some of the existing school board members, they may have some ideas as to who. Who should be reelected, who wants to continue to serve. And, I don't think we can really, we got to be careful.
Well, that's a good suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, you're not running again?
Sorry?
Mike, you're not running again?
I'm not on the ballot. I didn't say I wouldn't accept it if I was, to get votes, but no one is on the ballot. It was just, the school board was not made aware of the deadline, so nobody filed.
I was wondering, okay. So just a general question. In your opinion, do you think that most of the people who are incumbents would like to be reelected? Or since it was an oversight and they're not?
Yeah, I mean, I would be willing to serve. Dave Shembrew would be willing to serve. I believe Katie Hamilton said that she's going to be resigning from the board if she's moving out of town.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Welcome, counselor. Do we have a need for a closed session?
Not this evening, no.
Okay. Five-second appearance.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, wait. Before you adjourn, I do want to ask Greg just to confirm. During the meeting, there's going to be a public meeting at the
sewer plant
on Saturday, but it's not a governing body meeting. Just everyone
open house. It's an open house at the sewer plant.
So Mike Hamilton asked about can committee people come or council people come, and I'm like, of course, you're residents of the town. It's not.
Oh, it's like an open house so that people can see the infrastructure.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the same as, a memorial service or
Memorial
Day or...
We don't have to advertise it, do we?
No, I mean, the purpose of the meeting isn't to discuss public business. It's to tour the sewer plant to the public. So it's not a public meeting subject to the act.
Joe, are you giving out goodie bags?
Of course, as your attorney, I recommend you all, 7 of you, don't stand around in a circle and discuss how to replace the water plant. But, I think you guys got
that could easily happen. So we just need to be forewarned not to do that.
So. Yeah, just, you know, I mean, appearances are also just as important as the letter of the law, right? So just because it's not a public meeting doesn't mean that four council people or a quorum of you guys standing around talking about it doesn't look the wrong way to the public, regardless of, you know.
It'll be advertised. Public meeting November 13th at noon. Mike Lyons will be there at the wastewater plant.
And are you giving out goodie bags?
Say again?
Are you giving out goodie bags?
Yeah, you can take samples if you like. That's up to Mike.
Yeah, I hesitate to think what might be in those goodie bags. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Before I leave, Mr. Cannon,
everyone,
your timing was superb.
Please vote.
I'm sure my law partner would say the same.
We didn't even say, he didn't even say hello, Sam.
Yeah, Sam was here before, right?
I did briefly.
We didn't even get a chance.
Thank you.
Good night, y'all. Bye-bye.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Good night. Thank you.